Wake up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Miley Cyrus and a Prisoner. 6:38 Thursday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Are you even ready for this?
Get Fact with Darren Moore.
All right, guys, one of the things I love the most about science is as new data comes in, you change your strategy. We found out, we marveled at this just over a year ago, when we found out that dogs can successfully sniff out COVID-19 with an accuracy of just shy of 100%.
How?
Sheesh.
Do you want me to tell you the training process?
How? No, I didn't say how is in South Africa. How?
You know,
H-O-W.
Have you seen the movies where they'll put the clothes of a man on the dog's nose and then it'll hunt that man down across the country?
Yes, that's the kind.
That's how strong the dog sense is. So they'll do relatively the same thing with COVID-19. They might even do the symptoms might have a certain scent to it, and then they're able to identify it.
So this is COVID-19, right? You can't smell, but the dogs can.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, they have to smell from a distance. The last thing you want to do is infect the dog.
The dog, yeah.
Especially when it's doing its job. But it turns out it's not 100%. You have to catch it in that window, because if it's hungry, it loses concentration. And if it's just eaten, it wants to nap. So there's a small window of when the dog is working at optimum.
Okay.
So you must just if you are using your dog to identify COVID, just make sure you haven't just fed it or that it is hungry.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
All right. So we're keeping in the animal world. I don't know how they found this out, but they did find it out that bees on cocaine tend to overestimate their nectar and pollen gathering abilities.
Bees on what?
Bees.
On
cocaine.
But who sat there and said, okay, I wonder what would happen if I give
you
this?
You see how science works?
That is just some privileged private school boy who had extra leftover and was like, let's just see what happens.
Let's just see what happens. Yeah.
That's a ridiculous test.
Yeah. Or a lead singer of a band who'd finished writing all the songs. Let's leave the private schools alone. Okay, Kiri?
Sorry.
However, it just, it goes to show. It just goes to show that even bees cannot function properly. They overestimate their ability. So the lesson learned, whether you're a bee or a human, just obviously be yourself. And Ford had to do a U-turn, a hard U-turn, handbrake U-turn, which is difficult for them because most of the new Fords don't have a handbrake anymore. They have a little a latch thing. But they had to do a massive U-turn this week. Ford originally wanted to unveil the brand new 2021 Ford Bronco on the 9th of July 2020. However, the debut was rescheduled for July the 13th. Why? Because the 9th of July just happens to be the birthday of the white Ford Bronco's most famous driver, O.J. Simpson.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to launch our new Bronco on O.J.'s birthday.
Oh,
that would just be very poor taste. So did it happen?
What? Look, that story, that's cray cray. Yeah.
It's proper, hey?
What?
And those buzzed up bees, I quite dug that also.
Ah, Darren Moore, all three, mate. From COVID dog to the BEE and the Ford OG.
OJ. Mate. Bunker. Yeah, what happened?
Mate, we just got absolutely and convincingly fact.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.